McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that the U.S. threat to withhold some arms and would not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Gaza, indicating it might proceed with an invasion of the back city of Rafah against the wishes of its closest ally. President Joe Biden has urged Israel not to go ahead with such an operation, over fears it would exacerbate the humanitarian catastrophe in the Palestinian enclave. On Wednesday, he said the United States would not provide offensive weapons for a Rafah offensive, raising pressure on Netanyahu. But on a statement on released Thursday, Netanyahu said, "If we have to stand alone, we will stand alone. If we need to, we will fight with our fingernails, but we have much more than fingernails." And sometimes violent confrontations, police have broken up protests by pro-Palestinian activists at the University of Amsterdam Wednesday, and a second straight day of unrest over the war in Gaza. After police ended a blockade on university grounds, hundreds of demonstrators moved to a nearby square to continue protesting late into the evening, demanding an end to the war. It was unclear if and how many people were injured during the scuffles and how many protesters were detained by police. Also, some 30 miles to the south, students occupied a university building to protest Israeli actions in its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Yemen's Houthi rebels have now claimed responsibility for two missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden on two Panama-flagged container ships that can cause no severe damage.